WRPQ Baraboo. W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Russian President Vladimir Putin is now threatening to use nuclear weapons if his country is threatened. Here's ABC News foreign correspondent Tom Rivers.
In an interview with Russian state television, Putin says, from a military technical point of view, we are prepared. Russian nuclear forces, he stresses, are constantly in a state of combat readiness. When would he use them? His response, blunt. If there's a threat to Russian statehood, sovereignty, or independence. Tom Rivers, ABC News at the Foreign Desk.
President Biden and former President Donald Trump both clinching their party's presidential nominations with more victories on Tuesday. A bill that could lead to a ban on TikTok is expected to pass the House. Lawmakers concerned about the company's Chinese owners that they may be a threat to national security. Uvalde Police Chief Daniel Rodriguez has turned in his resignation days after an investigative report cleared him and his officers of mishandling the Robb Elementary School shooting. This is ABC News.
From the SSM Health News Center, this is Max News with Jim Finn.
The reward for information leading to the discovery of missing 3-year-old Elijah Boo has now increased to $40,000. The Two Rivers Police Department posted on its Facebook page that Boo has still not been found, but the search to find him is not over. According to the police department, because of additional funds raised by donations, the eligible reward is now up to $40,000. That includes $10,000 from Crime Stoppers and $15,000 from the FBI. An Adams County restaurant is considered a total loss after a fire that happened on Sunday. Firefighters responded in the afternoon to a kitchen fire at Family Affair Restaurant on the 200 block of North Main Street in Friendship. The Adams County Highway Department shut down State Highway 13 and implemented detours while firefighters put out the fire. No one was injured, and the fire is not considered suspicious. For Max FM News, I'm Jim Finn.
Max FM weather brought to you by The Jeweler's Edge, a full-service jeweler since 2013. The Jeweler's Edge, 416 Oak Street, downtown Baraboo.
Max FM, Gem City weather.
Sunny this morning. Clouds will gradually increase as we make our way through the afternoon. Our high today, 67, with wind out of the east at 5 to 15. Rain likely tonight, especially after midnight. Our low, 39. Tomorrow, cloudy with rain. Our high, 45. We could get a quarter to a half or more of rain by the time it all ends tomorrow night. If you need help with back taxes, call Tax Solutions now. They can help with all of your IRS problems. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 31.
99 cents.
Thank you so much for joining us this morning. We hope you are having a great start to your Wednesday. Already halfway through another work week, just hanging in there a couple of more days. Here's Hall & Oates.
What I want. 90s, and more.
Hold on to that feeling. 99.7 Max FM.
Only the good die young. There is Billy Joel, maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. It's about 10 minutes after 7 now. Finn, good morning. How are you on this Wednesday?
I'm doing pretty well. I am still recuperating from the time change, though. You know, I mean, getting out of bed in the morning. I don't know if it's that I'm just staying up a little extra long,
right?
And I probably shouldn't, but yeah, kind of adjusting to that. How about you?
I'm dragging a little bit this morning, and I don't know why. Normally, by this point of a time change, I've kind of swung around. I'm like, all right, let's do this. This is how it's going to be. Here's where I'm at, though, especially in the evening by like 7:30. I forget that it's 7:30 and I haven't eaten yet because it's still bright light out, right? And I all of a sudden I'm like, huh, I'm kind of hungry. Then I look at the clock and I'm like, well, that would be why, because it's getting kind of late. Then by the time you make dinner, you do the cleanup. Now it's getting even later, and then you sit down for a little bit, and by the time you even realize it, it's 10 o'clock and it's time to go to bed. So I'm kind of with you because that's throwing me off a little bit. Again, it'll take me a couple of days, and then once I figure it all out, I'll be fine. But it's kind of kicked my booty the last couple of days, that's for sure. That light sneaks up on me and I'm not expecting it, and then all of a sudden I have to go to bed, and it's just not happening. Other than that, anything new and exciting in your world?
Nah, yesterday was pretty much business as usual.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of dog walking. It was nice outside.
Gorgeous yesterday.
Yeah. How about you? Anything exciting going on?
No, Dexter and I had a full at-home day yesterday. So we worked on some projects for school. We got some grading done for school. We worked on some math. It was a whole bunch of homework yesterday. Some things that he needed help on and we had to get caught up on. And the grading is just endless. I'm never going to get to the bottom of that. So we're going to kind of tackle it a little bit at a time. You know, it's lucky we homeschool. I don't have a hard deadline. I like to have everything done by a certain point of the summer so I can just kind of kick back, relax, and enjoy and get ready for another school year. But at the same time, it's not like where I'm under strict deadlines, right? So I know what I have to get done and I know how long it's going to take. And this is the part of homeschooling that really, really stinks. Because if my kids went to school, there'd be somebody else way more qualified to do these things than me. But now it's just on me, so I have to figure it out on my own, which is a little easier said than done some days. But no, we got a lot accomplished yesterday. A little housework because, you know, Aspie glitter was just getting to be a little too much around the house, so we had to get that cleaned up, and a lot of vacuuming up and down in both the levels of the house, and that was pretty much the gist of the day. We took an extra long walk, and watching her outside pant and enjoy the breeze, you would have thought that it was July 20th and it was 190 degrees outside, and she was fully immersed in it. It was ridiculous. I looked at her and I said, are you gonna make it home? I mean, she was panting so hard at one point, and I don't even know why. I don't know if it was just the excitement of being out or if her white coat reflects the sun a little bit, but I was like, it is not that hot out. You are ridiculous.
Yeah, Theo's been doing that too. It's just, and he's a panter, but you know, lately it's like, wow, dude, what is going on? You
maybe
know, but
they're
with
adjusting
all this,
too.
Yeah, it could be with all this really nice weather.
Yeah,
I mean, wanting to get outdoors. Do you guys have any plans for summer? Are you thinking about summer vacations at all? Or are you going to get Gertie back out there for another
eventually
adventure?
I just got the notice in the mail the other day that she needs new license plates, so the tags on them anyway. So yeah, I mean, I told Corey, here's my thing though this year. I love taking Gertie out. I love the state parks in Wisconsin. They're amazing. I do not want to camp in a state park though this summer. Now here's why. Nothing against the state parks. You take me to a state park, put me in one, I'm going to find a hiking area. I'm going to be off. You'll probably see me 6-7 hours later because I'm just going through the trails. Except here in the great state of Wisconsin, we have a lot of trees, Finn. There are a lot of trees, lots and lots of trees. And so the last year when we camped both times, we got rain, right? And not a ton of rain, but enough to make everything damp and wet. And because of those said trees in Wisconsin, nothing dries out in the state campgrounds. Nothing absolutely dries out. Everything stays soaked for days on end. And then you just feel like you're slogging around in a swamp down in your campsite. And so I said to Corey, I said, can we do maybe more of the smaller private campgrounds this year, you know, where there's a little bit more grass area at your campsite instead of just sand, which I totally understand why they do it. I'm not saying that. I totally get it, but I just don't want to feel like I'm in a swamp for a couple of days. Like, I don't like that feeling. I don't like every time I step outside, things squish underneath my feet, and then it takes us days to get all of our gear dried out, too. So yeah. I think we're going to change things up a little bit. Probably stay at campgrounds this year that are near state parks so we can go enjoy all of the fun activities that they offer, but be able to go back to Gertie where there's some grass and we're not traipsing in sand and mud and all of that yeah. every single time we go in and out. So it's just a preference. We'll try it this way this year. If it stinks, then we'll go back to the other way next year. But I want to give it a shot this year
because
I'm tired
different.
Of swamps. twice last year when we went out, we had that happen. And again, it's not because we don't love our campsites. We end up with some amazing campsites because we take a lot of time to find them and look at all the photos that they offer on the state website before we book them. But then at the same time, when you do get things like a shower or something, things just don't dry out. And then it becomes buggy and just gross down there. And then everything is just covered in mud and you're covered in mud. And it just makes everything, you know, when you're basically living in a 60-foot square space for days on end, it just makes everything more complicated. That's all I'm saying.
Well, now, do you like smaller campgrounds, or I mean, does it matter? Or I mean,
really care, just as long as they have a little privacy. And I get you lose a little bit of that when you go to some of the privately owned ones. But as long as they've got some shade, you know, they allow Aspen to be out there on a rope, and you know, they've got some good amenities like decent bathhouses and bathrooms and stuff like that. We're pretty good because it's just the two of us. We can make a lot of things work. So we don't have a lot of preferences. There's a couple that we found last year that were privately owned in parts of the state that we really, really want to try out. There was one over in Wausau that was right along the water, and they have actual sites right on the river. So we kind of want to give that a shot and see what that one's like. So there's a bunch that we found. We just have to actually take the time to book them and figure out what days we want to go and how it works out. Because remember, Circus World opens next week, I believe.
Yeah.
Yes, and that's the inside part. And so then you have that happening, and then we are like literally 2 months away from a circus parade already. 3 months away because it's June 8th this year.
Yeah.
So it's a little bit earlier, and so obviously we're already in planning stages for that and getting ready for all of the summer activities that we know take place around here. So we just haven't sat down yet to really look at a schedule and figure things out. But no, we don't have major preferences. We just want something nice, decent, clean, you know, where the owners take care of things. There's not a bunch of garbage laying around. Garbage cans get cleaned out kind of thing. We're not super picky. We just want to be able to get to where we want to go and have access to stuff and be able to make it in and out easy and have a little shade at the same time, because while it gets a little swampy, it also gets a little hot here in Wisconsin sometimes. So you have that going for you too.
Then you get an abundance of skeeters, which, you know,
that's right. That's right.
Mosquitoes. That's always a lot of fun.
I can deal with that. There's enough DEET in the world that I can handle that. I mean, you know, Aspie, we take her little bug spray that's healthy for her as well. So she doesn't have to worry about them. Now, I will say yesterday when we went out on our walk, Aspen lost a battle with a baby garter snake. It was out in the ditch and she decided that this was something she must play with. And she was not going to leave it alone. So she lunged at it. Well, of course, the baby garter snake is a whole lot faster than even Aspen is. And she lost the battle. Now, Corey, right away, I texted him and I was laughing because it was hilarious to watch. And I knew she was in no danger because it was just a garter snake. And it was just a baby. It was probably maybe 7-8 inches long is all. And it did try to strike at her paw. Well, she does wear her booties. But then she just looked at it like, well, why are you being mean to me? I just want to play with you. It was the saddest, worst look I've ever seen. And I was like, Aspie, it's a snake. It's probably not going to take too kindly to you chasing after it. So once we realized that we could not play with the garter snake and we got over our sadness with lots of pets and lots of hugs and watching the geese on Goose Poop Pond, then we were able to move on with our walk a little bit further.
How many walks around Goose Poop Pond do you do a day?
Usually we take one really big one, which is usually about 3 miles or more. So we do that. And then when it's as nice as it is, though, because then she comes in and she's exhausted. So then she takes a big, long nap. She gets a Kong late afternoon. And then usually about 4 or 5 o'clock, if the weather's decent yet, we take her back outside and we just do like a quick little spin. We've got some circles that are set up out here, the way the houses are situated, and we call them the circles. There's a bigger circle and there's a littler circle, and so I take her around one of the two circles usually at night, just to then kind of burn off some of that energy that she's, you know, pent up while she was napping and things like that. Yeah. Let her get some afternoon sniffs in, watch some squirrels as they're doing their thing in the evening, and so yeah, we get out a couple times a day. That's how we do stuff. So we're walking probably 4 to 5 miles total every single day, which is, it's a lot. If you look at my pedometer, it's a lot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I hear you. And you know, we've got the fenced in backyard now.
Yeah, do they like that with this weather being so nice?
They do, especially sunset.
Okay.
Our lab retriever, she likes to just sit outside
and watch,
you know, and just watch.
Mm-hmm.
She's content with that. Theo, it's weird because apart from his herding job, mm-hmm. you know, when he has to herd sunset and
right.
make sure that she's behaving how she should.
Well, of course.
According to his rules, of course.
Yes.
But Theo, he doesn't really, it's weird for an Australian Shepherd. He doesn't really like to be out there. He would prefer being inside, you know, close to mama is
sure,
what he
sure.
would prefer.
If Chris just parked a chair out there and worked all day and
then,
sat
then
in this weather, he'd be perfectly
yeah.
fine. Yeah, no,
but
I get
so
that.
It's so funny, and I know I've talked about this before. I used to take them on, I don't even know how many walks a day, and we'd go on walks,
mm-hmm.
et cetera, et cetera. Okay, so then we got the fenced-in backyard, and I take them out there, and they both look at me like, yeah, now what? What? Come on. Are we going to go here or what? You know, it's like, dudes, you have an entire backyard.
You need to just start frolic. Like a little doggy daycare back there with toys and obstacle courses and just keep them happy all the time,
Finn. A lot of times what I do is when I take them out for their first walk of the day, then I bring them back.
Mm-hmm.
And then I unleash them and let them go in the backyard. And
sure.
it is the most hilarious thing ever because if... You know, I mean, Theo pretty much rules the roost, okay?
Right.
But if I take Sunset's leash and collar off first, then she feels all, you know, frisky.
Yes.
And she will get into Theo's grill like, come on, let's do this. Let's, you know.
Why aren't
hilarious.
We playing already? What are you
then,
doing back there?
And then Theo will just sit there. You know,
and like, look at her
like the wise sage looking.
Well,
off
he's
into the
one
distance.
In charge, so he hasn't initiated this. So
right?
I can imagine for him, that's kind of like, well, why are you doing this? Because
exactly.
I'm the one who wants to usually play.
He
I can
waits
imagine
for her. He waits for her, and he just looks like nonchalantly looking around. I'm not paying any attention to you, and then he just totally freaks her out. And
oh,
will
he
start,
is such a little brother. Oh, he is
hilarious.
Such a little brother. That is so funny. I imagine that's how most kids play together as well.
Probably.
Dexter kind of did that to Max when they were little as well. Max would be like, do you want to play? And Dexter would say no. And then all of a sudden, Max would be into something. And then all of a sudden, Dexter would just bombard him. So I totally understand the look and the feeling that you're talking about. So this was some weird news that came out yesterday.
Oh,
I don't know if you saw this. I mean, it's a world of weird news right now.
If it's what I think it is, it's ultra
well,
weird.
I feel like we have to talk about it.
Okay.
Because it's like an elephant
it's
in the
so
room
big.
Right now.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Robert F. Kennedy Jr. Yeah. has mm-hmm. yet to decide on his running mate for his independent presidential bid, right? And if you haven't heard this already, he has two people in mind. One of those people is retired professional wrestler, former governor of Minnesota, Jesse Ventura, because ask anybody in Minnesota how well that went. And the other, Packers fans is NFL quarterback Aaron Rodgers. Now, Rodgers shares Kennedy. Oh my gosh. This is 2024, people. Rodgers shares Kennedy's opposition to the COVID vaccine. We all know this, right? Ventura has prior experience in politics. He was the governor in Minnesota from 99 to 2003. According to a source, Kennedy has been speaking pretty continuously to Rodgers over the past month, and the website KennedyRodgers.com was registered last week through GoDaddy. Now, Rodgers will supposedly be playing for the New York Jets this fall, so who knows how that would work. A Democratic National Committee advisor says, quote, the Three Stooges reunion no one was asking for. Now, as you probably know, Kennedy was a registered Democrat because, yes, of course, if history tells you anything, he is part of that Kennedy family. But last October, he made the change to independent. Now, here's the thing. Aaron Rodgers, we all know, likes to be in charge. Should he be helping run the country?
Oh, boy.
Probably not. I mean, is Alan Lazard going to be a cabinet member? Are we going to get David Bakhtiari as secretary of chugging beer? Like, seriously, what is happening here?
Really,
I just don't understand.
Maddie. I mean, we're just doing anything these days. So let's anybody, anywhere, anytime can do anything, apparently.
I mean, here's the guy who got up to the podium after the football season ended for the New York Jets in a horrific flame of fire. I mean, it was crazy, right? How bad their season went once he tore his Achilles. And he got up to the podium and he told the New York press that what the Jets need is a team with zero distractions so that they can just concentrate on football. Really? You need to be a team of zero distractions, and now you have a KennedyRodgers.com registered website. So it's kind of strange to me, but at the same time, Rodgers has the ability right now to just do the funniest thing to Jets fans. And if you're a fan of the NFL, I mean, you got to be waiting for the shoe to drop, I think, because this is absolutely insanity. But there you go, Packers fans. You might have Vice President Rodgers. I mean, does he give speeches? Is he going to be out like on the stump promoting this duo of magnificence? Is he going to be on Joe Rogan's pod? Like, what would his task be? And will he continue to play football at the same time? Lots of questions. I have lots of questions. And I'm not sure I want the answer to any of them.
Probably have to meditate in the darkness that he has to do, I guess. I don't know.
I don't know if I want the answers to any of the questions that I have in my head right now, but there is a possibility that we might find out.
Some days I don't even know what to do, you know?
I read the headline yesterday, at first I was like, oh, that's hilarious, look at the Onion. And then I was like, wait, no, this is like a substantial actual newspaper. This is like an actual news outlet that gives real news. This is not hyperbole. This is not a joke. This is not the Onion. This is real life. So I don't know. The longer that this goes on, the more Rodgers is in the limelight, in the public eye. Again, Packers fans, I will say we should always be thankful for what he did on the football field before he lost his mind. And now I'm just kind of glad that he's somebody else's problem this offseason.
Wish it were fake news, don't you?
Right? Right? Absolutely, because that would be a lot easier to take. If it was the Onion, I would have laughed hysterically, and then I realized it was real, and all I could do was go, what is happening? And there were a lot of choice words in there. None of them could be said on the air. But I was like, okay, this is where we're at right now. And everybody thought Taylor Swift getting into football was the weirdest thing to happen. Nope. Rodgers was like, nope, hold my beer on that one. Because I'm going to run for vice president. Oh, my gosh.
Well, and it is Wednesday, so it's anything can happen day.
This is true.
So,
this is true.
Whatever happens today, and it could be even crazier, you know.
I feel like if this news is coming out, there is a pretty good chance that Rodgers is actually considering this. I feel like if we know about this now, the Kennedy team has put this out there, and this is something he's actually considering. So we'll see where it goes. Maybe he'll choose football, because just last week he talked about how he'd love to play until he's like 45 years old. So that would give him another 4 or 5 years. I mean, that would be towards the end of the presidency. So I don't know if you can miss that many days. I don't know how it works if you're the president and vice president. I don't know if you get sick days like the rest of us do, but oh my gosh. Anyway, we'll see how it all plays out in the next few weeks, I guess. Will he be a Jet? Will he be a vice president? Will he be a Jet playing vice president?
I have no idea.
I mean, it could be a lot of things at this point with anything. Aaron Rodgers.
Brain surgery, yeah.
I hope Jordan Love stays on the normal trajectory of life. Brett Favre kind of ran off the rails a little bit. Aaron Rodgers, well, wow, the train has derailed a whole lot.
Totally.
And Jordan Love, so far, only 1 year under his belt. We'll see what the next few, you know, maybe 15 years bring. But hopefully he stays, he takes the Bart Starr path of quarterbacking.
One can hope.
Oh my goodness. Speaking of the Packers, Chris Hovel, our Packers expert, actually going to join us Friday morning at 8:30. We were able to work out some details yesterday, and he's going to be here to talk a little bit about the coaching changes for the Green Bay Packers. That list was made official yesterday. Obviously, some of these free agency moves that they've made, and a little bit about what he expects coming up in the draft and some of the selections he thinks that they're going to make and what position. So we'll pick his brain a little bit, because boy, we don't
There's a lot to unpack.
Yeah, we don't have an Aaron Rodgers running for VP, thank goodness. Again, Jets problem. But there's a lot going on with the Green Bay Packers right now, and a lot of good stuff that I think fans should be excited about. So Chris is going to give us his opinion on Friday morning at 8:30. Taking a look at your forecast right now, lots of sunshine this morning, and then, Finn, it's going to become cloudy this afternoon. Not as warm as yesterday, still very nice, though. I mean, we can handle 67, right? That's easy to do. Rain likely tonight, especially after midnight, down to 39, and then cloudy with rain tomorrow, a high near 45. So much different, big difference in temperature, not to mention the fact that once we hit 45 tomorrow and we see that difference as we go into the weekend, we're talking temperatures even cooler than that possibly. Obviously, we're watching the system. We'll let you know what's going on, keep you updated on the forecast. Right now, it is 33.
It's Kubota Orange Days. Shop the year's best selection of Kubota tractors, zero-turn mowers, and utility vehicles, including the number one selling compact tractor in the U.S. And now through June 30th, get 0% APR for 84 months or up to $3,300 off L3302 tractors. See the details at KubotaOrangeDays.com.
I joined the Carpenters Union 15 years ago as an apprentice, got free training, and have been able to advance. Now I'm a superintendent, running high-profile projects in Madison that change the city's skyline. I'm looking for skilled and experienced carpenters. If you want to join my team with great pay, better benefits, and a chance to advance, apply today. Call 608-240-0314 and press 0 to apply. That's 608-240-0314 and press 0.
Your experience is our top priority at Back Road Baraboo Motors, where you'll find a top-notch crew that gets the job done right, thorough advisors that explain it all, a free car wash with every visit, and a waiting room where you won't mind the wait. From routine service to major repairs, our certified team is here for you. Backroad Baraboo Motors, proudly servicing all makes and models, just off Highway 136 in Baraboo and online at baraboomotors.com.
All eyes will be on Wisconsin when the NFL brings the 2025 Player Selection Draft to the state. 250,000 visitors are expected. Here's Green Bay Mayor Eric Genrich.
You know, maybe we don't have as many hotel rooms as a Kansas City or a Detroit, but I think it's going to be incredibly positive, not just for Green Bay, but the state as a whole.
It's the second time Wisconsin hosted the draft, the first in 1939. Do you know where? Oshkosh, Milwaukee, or Madison? The answer coming up.
It's really our obligation to pull people out of that campus when the draft activities aren't going on to make sure that they see all the sites that we have within our downtown and other places.
And with the main draft campus around Lambeau Field, it's a time for the whole area to shine. Now, did you guess the Wisconsin location for the 1939 draft? It was a one-day event in Milwaukee with the NFL championship game the next day. The Packers beat the Giants 27-0. There's a winning slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
7:33 right now. Thank you for joining us. It's John Cafferty on The Dark Side on Max FM.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more, 99.7 Max FM. It is 7:36 right now. And Finn, you know, we were talking about Rogers being a potential VP candidate for Robert Kennedy Jr. I got a text in this morning, and somebody asked if Rogers becomes VP, does that mean that Zach Wilson, his former backup for the Jets, becomes the third in line for the presidency? Yes, I'm pretty sure that's exactly how that works in this particular scenario. No matter how you slice it, it sounds weird, doesn't it? It's all very, very strange. Now, speaking of weird, so here's a simple test to determine if your kid eats enough veggies. Grab a vegetable out of the fridge, anything you want, and then ask your kid what it is. If they don't know, they're probably not eating enough vegetables. In fact, a study put a zucchini in front of young people between the ages of 15 and 24 and asked them what it was. The good news is 80% correctly ID'd it. About 18% thought it was a cucumber. Honestly, that's kind of an easy mistake, especially if you're looking at him from a distance, which, okay, because that one's fair. And 2% thought the zucchini was an eggplant. Not even close. That one we cannot excuse at all. Also in the study, 12% of 15 to 24-year-olds couldn't correctly ID a grapefruit, and 4% didn't know what cauliflower was. It might be time to up our game as parents and pull out the fresh veggies a little bit
well,
more
if they
often.
Pay attention. I mean,
this is true.
Yeah.
This is true as well. So, I mean, this isn't just dunking, though, on junk food loving Gen Zers. In fact, it might even be a sign that young people are a little bit more aware of vegetables than we even thought, or maybe they just know enough to know what to avoid at the same time.
Right.
I don't know
or
how
make
I
the
feel
same mistakes we made.
Right? I don't know how I feel about eggplant yet. Eggplant is one of those polarizing vegetables to me. Now, I've had it in some instances where it's absolutely delicious. I know there's eggplant parmesan, which is my favorite, but anytime you really deep fry something and smother it in cheese, it's bound to be good. So I do like eggplant parmesan. Other than that, though, I've never had a great experience with eggplant. I don't know how I feel about it quite yet. So that one's a little polarizing to me.
It's all right. You know,
zucchini
really,
I eat a ton of.
Zucchini is fantastic.
I love zucchini. I eat a ton of it.
Cauliflower is boring, but it's really good for you.
It's very, very good for you. So I do a lot of mashed cauliflower at our house, which if you do it correctly, tastes a lot like mashed potatoes. I mean, there's really no replacement, but for me who tries to avoid potatoes periodically, I do mashed cauliflower. I also do a loaded cauliflower casserole, which is basically like a loaded potato casserole, but you use your cauliflower instead, and it's so good. But again, enough cheese, enough bacon bits, a little cream cheese, and anything is bound to taste amazing, right? I have one that I can make in the slow cooker or one that I can make in the pan. So both are very well accepted here on Goose Poop Pond. So I do that with cauliflower, but you know, sometimes if I'm just making it and I'm going to steam it, I'll throw it into a pan with a little olive oil or avocado oil, a little salt, a little pepper, maybe add some garlic to it, and I'll do a little roasting of it as well. Just gives it a different flavor because cauliflower can be kind of right? Like it can be. And I love cauliflower, but it can be a little eh. So anytime I feel like I saute something or roast something, add some, you know, some spices to it, you can dress it up a little bit. You get something delicious. So
that's the thing, like with a veggie dip. I mean, if you have to use a gallon of ranch dressing to make it taste good, like cauliflower. But let me ask you this, Chef Jones, because you're good with this. So how do you dress up beets?
How do I dress up beets? Oh, I put them in a beet salad. I roast them and then throw them in a beet salad with some chicken and some other veggies and like some sort of vinaigrette. I haven't made a beet salad in a really long time, but I do because I don't like the smell of them when I cook them. But there are a few places that I will say that I don't usually eat beets, but I will eat them at certain restaurants in their beet salad because it's absolutely amazing. So that's how I handle a beet. Otherwise, probably not. And like I said, I don't make them very often here. Just the smell alone. I mean, that never leaves your house, I'm pretty sure. I mean, it just lingers constantly.
It's there forever. And it's very earthy.
It is very earthy.
Next up on my list of least favorite vegetables, what do you do to dress up lima beans?
Oh, I don't eat lima beans. I'm not a lima bean fan. They're disgusting. Like the texture of lima beans. They're weird. They're always hard. It doesn't matter how much you cook them. They always have this like hard, chalkier texture. I don't know what it is about lima beans. Corey loves a good lima bean every now and then. He also loves wax beans. So instead of green beans all the time. So sometimes we change that up. I do a lot of veggies in our house, though, where like I'll just throw them on a pan, throw some olive oil on them, some salt, some pepper, add some garlic to it, and throw them in the oven and roast them. So we do a lot of that in our house because then you can have, you know, sausages with it. Like the other night we had hamburger steak with it with some sauteed mushrooms and onions over the top. So I do that a lot in our house. A lot of things get thrown into a frying pan if it's just me eating them, so they get sauteed a little bit. I do a lot of that kind of stuff because veggies are delicious, right? And they're so good for you. But sometimes you need them to have a little flavor.
Something.
Yeah.
Green beans, I love green beans.
Green beans are great.
It makes me excited for the farmer's market because when you can get all those really good fresh vegetables, that's when we're talking.
Right. I love that time of year. I also, you know, like when it comes to dips and things, I make my own roasted pepper aioli, which is really, really good. And it's yogurt based. So it's super healthy for you. Greek yogurt, the plain. Mm-hmm. And then sometimes if I'm just in a hurry, I always have mini cucumbers and baby carrots in my refrigerator because if I'm hungry in the afternoon, alone and I don't want an actual snack, I'll just grab some of those. But then I'll take a couple tablespoons of the plain Greek yogurt, usually like a high protein one, and I'll throw some of ranch dressing, the packets in there, and then mix it up. And you know, you don't obviously use the whole packet if you're only using a couple tablespoons. Mix it up and you get like a ranch dressing, but it's a much healthier version of a ranch dressing with the Greek yogurt involved. So I do that a lot. That's a big one. And the aioli I make a lot as well, but I can't keep that in the house fast enough because Dexter absolutely loves it. He would dunk his cereal in the roasted pepper aioli if it, given the choice. So I try to keep up with that one because it's so good with veggies. It's really good on anything, honestly. And I use that when I do like sweet potato and black bean tacos, and then I'll pour the aioli over the top with some guac, some healthy fresh guac and stuff like that. So
sweet potatoes have got to be on the top tier.
I use sweet potatoes for everything, honestly. I mean, instead, it usually, like, even when I do roasted veggies in the oven, I'll throw on regular potatoes for Corey and Dexter, like the baby reds or sometimes the baby purples, but on the other half of the pan, because I don't eat as many white potatoes, right? So I eat a lot more sweet potatoes. So I'll throw on the other half of the pan because Corey and Dexter are not as big of a fan of sweet potatoes, which is cool. That's why I'll throw on the other potatoes, but on the other half, then I'll throw on some sweet potatoes for me. I'll avoid the white potatoes. They'll avoid my sweet potatoes. And then we meet in the middle with the zucchinis and the peppers and all of that kind of stuff. So see, it's easy stuff. You can make all of this work. Dress it up. Your kids will never know the difference.
Gotta sneak them in there when you can.
That's right, right. That's right. I love all those cookbooks that they came out with a few years ago where like you can put zucchini into your brownies and all of that kind of stuff. And your kids never even know they're eating their veggies, which is it's pretty good. And some of those recipes are delicious as well. And it gives it like a really moist texture. So it's not the worst thing in the world.
It's really funny now how we've evolved, right? As far as the food culture, we know the healthy things to eat, because if you go back to even, I don't know, do you remember the Galloping Gourmet?
I do remember the Galloping Gourmet.
Some of those recipes.
They were not great. No, they were not great. I remember working in morning news when I first got started out of college, and we had a segment on called Mr. Chef, and he was an older dude and he had a beard, and some of the stuff looked absolutely delicious.
Was it Mr. Chef or Mr. Food? Was it Mr. Chef?
We had Mr. Chef. We had a Mr. Food segment later in the day, but we had Mr. Chef in the morning when I was on the morning show. And so we ran him early in the morning. And I remember watching both of them because I stayed until like the noon show started. And then somebody took over for my role at that point. So I remember watching both of them, though, thinking these things all look amazing. But no. Not if you're trying to like cut down on cholesterol, cut down on the butter, cut down on the oil.
Have a heart attack.
Exactly. This is not where you want to go. But no, we ran both of them on that station because they had four different newscasts all before 5 o'clock in the afternoon. So you had your big morning show, you had your mid-morning show, you had your noon show, and then they had a 4 p.m. show, which went, and then the 5. So so we had to have several different news segments all the time. Otherwise, we would have just been re-racking the old stuff, and people would have started complaining. So we had to have a lot of different segments for that one. So so we ran a plethora of food stuff all the time. When I first got there, they had just gotten rid of a Julia Child segment, and I was like, well, that's probably good. That might be a little old school at this point. Now, mind you, this was like the early 2000s, so it wasn't quite, you know, today's standards, but I was like, that's probably good. Julia Child's been around for a while. So that's when they replaced her on the morning show with Mr. Chef, and then they had Mr. Food later in the day.
Gotcha.
Just a revolution of how TV has worked over the years, people. That's all you need to know. Coming up on detailed look at your forecast. We're going to start out with some sun this morning, clouds by this afternoon, and then rain tomorrow. Sean Cable's going to tell you more in just a moment. Mike Ganger will also have a look at local sports next here on Max FM. Good
morning and welcome to the Gavin Brothers Real Estate and Auction Report. Today we have two online-only auctions ending. The first at 9 a.m. is an antique and collectible auction, and then at 1 p.m. is a coin collector auction. Both of the catalogs are open and posted for bidding at gavinbros.com. Thursday and Friday, we will be accepting items for our March Farm Consignment Auction at a Reedsburg auction facility from 8 a.m. until 4 p.m. We're accepting farm machinery, construction equipment, trailers, vehicles, ATVs and UTVs, lawn and garden items, boats, and much more. Again, that will be this Thursday and Friday. Drop off for our March Farm Consignment Auction at a Reedsburg Auction Facility from 8 a.m. until 4 p.m. Several auctions coming up next week as well, including the Stevenson Estate online-only auction on Tuesday, as well as an antique drop-off for an antique consignment auction next Thursday. Check our website for more details. And remember, if you're thinking of having an auction or buying or selling temporary real estate, be certain to get in contact with Gavin Brothers in Reedsburg or Gavin Brothers in Baraboo.
Whatever your needs, from real estate to auctions, large or small, Gavin Brothers Auctioneers and Real Estate of Baraboo and Reedsburg is ready to serve you with professional and courteous service every time, guaranteed. Whether you're thinking about having an auction or purchasing or selling real estate, Gavin Brothers Auctioneers Real Estate is ready to assist you. Contact Gavin Brothers Auctioneers and Real Estate of Baraboo and Reedsburg. Online, go to gavinbros.com or call 524-6416.
With Max FM Sports, I'm Mike Ganger. NFL free agency officially gets started today, but the Green Bay Packers have agreed to terms with a number of players. We mentioned the upcoming signings of Xavier McKinney, which will become official today, along with running back Josh Jacobs. Team moving on from Aaron Jones. But yesterday, the team made some deals with some specialists. Tyler Davis and Corey Ballantyne will both be back as they've agreed to terms. And as has Keyshawn Nixon, the primary kick returner for the Packers. Also spent plenty of time in the starting secondary last year playing in the slot. Another Packer moving on is going to be Jonathan Owens, as he'll be actually heading to the Chicago Bears. And speaking of heading to the bitter rivals, Aaron Jones is signing a deal with the Minnesota Vikings. Sounds like it's a one-year deal for $7 million. These reported deals will be made official today once free agency officially gets underway. For the first time in 15 matchups, the Sacramento Kings take down the Milwaukee Bucks last night. They do so in dominating fashion. 129-94 was the final in this game. Giannis had 30-13 to lead the team. De'Aaron Fox had 29 points in the game, and Malik Monk came off the bench for 25 as well for the Kings. This ends a four-game road trip for the Bucks. They're going to be back at it at home tomorrow night as the team is going to be hosting the Philadelphia 76ers. 7 o'clock is the tip for that one. And of course, tomorrow it's also the Boys State Basketball Tournament getting underway at the Kohl Center in Madison. Semifinals for Divisions 3 and 4 will be played tomorrow. St. Thomas More and Prescott will start things off. 1:35 will be the tip for it. It's going to be Lakeside Lutheran and Keele after that. You then have the Division 4 semifinals with Marathon meeting Kenosha St. John's Catholic, and Mineral Point will challenge Aquinas. Semifinals for Divisions 1, 2, and 5 will be held on Friday, and then all five championship games come up on Saturday again at the Kohl Center. With Max FM Sports, I'm Mike Ganger.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
Sunny this morning, clouds will gradually increase as we make our way through the afternoon. Our high today, 67, with wind out of the east at 5 to 15. Rain likely tonight, especially after midnight. Our low, 39. Tomorrow, cloudy with rain. Our high, 45. We could get a quarter to a half or more of rain by the time it all ends tomorrow night. If you need help with back taxes, call Tax Solutions now. They can help with all of your IRS problems. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 31.
7:51 right now. Birthdays and anniversaries next. If you're celebrating today or know somebody who is, make sure you text us. 355-9970. It's Lisa's Lisa and Cult Jam. Head to toe.
Head to
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. It is 7:55 right now. And a little celebrating on this Wednesday. Gorgeous morning, too, by the way. I just had to step outside for a second. It's a little chilly out there, Finn, but, you know, nice. No breeze this morning. I think we can handle this today, especially before the rain comes in tomorrow, which we'll talk about in just a few minutes. In the meantime, though, we've got some celebrating with our birthday list. If you are having a birthday or anniversary today, or maybe you know somebody who is, you can text us on the Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells text line 355-9970. We're going to start here at the top of our celebrity list with Jack Harlow, rapper who starred in the White Men Can't Jump remake. He's celebrating his 26th birthday today. Now, I don't know, is he a rapper? Is he a musician? Is he an actor? I don't understand Jack Harlow. My kids liked him for like split second, and then they were just kind of like, no, we're kind of over this one right now. So Dexter always says,
man.
Dexter always says he's no Eminem. That's what Dexter says about him. Okay, that's fair. Michaela Schifrin, who is an Olympic alpine skier and current ESPY winner for Best Female Athlete. She celebrates her 29th birthday today. Kaya Scodelario, who played Claire Redfield in the Resident Evil movie, Welcome to Raccoon City. Before that, you knew her as Teresa in the Maze Runner movies and Karina in Pirates of the Caribbean, Dead Men Tell No Lies. She is 32 years old today. Danny Masterson, oh boy, he's celebrating his 48th birthday. Well, it turns out that all of the things that people, the women said about him for years, turned out to be very, very true. And mm-hmm. Danny Masterson eventually got his day in court. And that means a whole lot of time in jail from here on out as well. So he was, of course, on That 70s Show for years as well. David Draiman, who is the screamer for Disturbed, he's celebrating his 51st birthday. Common is celebrating today. He's 52 years old. He's a pretty good actor, at least in Selma, John Wick 2, and AMC's Hell on Wheels. He won the 2015 Academy Award for Best Original Song Glory from the movie Selma. Let's see. Adam Clayton is also celebrating a birthday today. He's the bassist for U2. He celebrates his 64th birthday. Kathy Hilton is celebrating a birthday today as well, Finn. Of course, she's Paris's mom, and she is Kyle and Kim Richards' sister. She is 65 years old. Dana Delaney is celebrating today. I love her. I think she's just awesome. She's 68 years old. She was in Hand of God, Exit to Eden. And of course, we talk about this every time it's her birthday, but I will always remember her getting her start in Hollywood in China Beach when that was a show on TV. That was one that my dad consistently watched. So sure. Yeah, so I remember watching Dana Delaney in China Beach. That was a pretty all-star cast that they had for that show. Didn't last very long, but if you remember it, it was basically the medical unit based in Vietnam during the Vietnam War. And so everything that happened on their base, at their camp, and in the hospitals where they were trying to save soldiers' lives. It was a pretty hefty show once in a while. It got a little heavy, but my dad really loved that.
China
one,
Beach
so.
Was much better for Dana's resume than Exit to Eden was.
Yes, whoa, this is true. Whoa, that was a horrible one. So that was so bad. Yeah, I don't know why we don't talk about China Beach more. Maybe it was pretty short lived, but it was really, really good. Yeah. William H. Macy is also celebrating a birthday today. Frank Gallagher on Showtime's Shameless. He is 74 years old. And then we've got Neil Sedaka celebrating today as well. His biggest hits, Calendar Girl, Happy Birthday, Sweet 16. Those were released in 1961. And then Breaking Up is Hard to Do. That was released in 1962. He's just kind of one of those icons of the start of the pop music era. Sure. Is he not? Just because of those three songs that we just mentioned right there. And oldies radio here. We played a lot of Neil Sedaka, even stuff that you didn't even maybe know Neil Sedaka had. And we were like, oh, we'll spin that every once in a while. We did themed weekend.
Deep cuts.
Those usually always came up on a lost weekend kind of thing. Yeah. Songs that we kind of forgot existed. So we'd pull out those Neil Sedaka favorites. So we played a lot of him, though.
Too much, perhaps?
Maybe not too much, but they were always early in the morning when I always had to get a lot of stuff done. And as we all know, songs from the 60s,